here's a story from The World.
It's been over 2 months since Ethiopia's government declared victory of the Tigray People's Liberation Front. But in some areas of this part of northern Ethiopia, fighting continues, and aid groups warn of an imminent humanitarian crisis. Hospitals are struggling to offer basic services, and for many in Tigray, lack of electricity, water, and communications remain a problem. The World's Africa correspondent Halima Gikandi brings us this update.
The conflict in Ethiopia's Tigray region has caused more than 60,000 Ethiopians to flee across the border into neighboring Sudan. But that's a small percentage of the millions who remain inside the region. Atua Baratola is the president of the Ethiopian Red Cross Society. During a recent press conference, he said the situation in Tigray was deteriorating minute by minute.
I think we have to make this clear. There is no area which is not affected by this conflict, including the town of Mekelle, the capital city, needs humanitarian support.
Hospitals and medical facilities have been looted, crops destroyed. For months, Ethiopia's government severely restricted the UN and other international agencies from accessing parts of the region. On Saturday, the World Food Program said it struck a deal with the Ethiopian government to expand its humanitarian access. WFP Director David Beasley posted this video on social media from Tigray's capital, Mekelle.
We're bringing in about 20,000 metric tons of food that'll support about 1.3 million people and the millions of people in need here in the Tigray region because of the conflict. And people are hungry.
That work will support the Ethiopian government in providing a million people with food. Last week, Ethiopia's Deputy Prime Minister, Demeke Mekonnen, told reporters that humanitarian relief is a priority.
Our government focuses on rehabilitation, reconstruction, and on humanitarian issues, and at the same time, addressing the issues related to refugees.
The refugees in Tigray he's talking about are from neighboring Eritrea. There are more than 90,000 living in refugee camps. Many of them have lived there for years. And they're also getting caught up in this recent conflict. Until recently, Ethiopia's government was preventing the UN Refugee Agency from visiting those camps. But last week, the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, was allowed to visit one of them. This is what refugees told him.
They also spoke of infiltration of armed actors in the camps, of killings, abductions, and also some forced return to Eritrea at the hands of Eritrean forces present in the areas.
Ethiopia has been accused of receiving support from Eritrean troops during the conflict in Tigray, although both governments have denied this. The United States and the UN have said there are credible reports that Eritrean troops have committed rape, murder, and other crimes in the region. The U.S. has urged all Eritrean troops to leave. I spoke with one Eritrean refugee living in the Adi Harosh refugee camp in southern Tigray. He asked to remain anonymous, fearing for his safety.
The situation is very bad. There is the pressure, there is the stress, fear. From whom is the force harming us? Who is keeping us?
He says it's not clear who's responsible for the killing of refugees. Adi Harosh camp, where he stays, has been spared the worst of the fighting. But there are reports of two other refugee camps in northern Tigray that have been attacked, aid buildings destroyed. As of today, the UN Refugee Agency has been denied access to those areas. Officials are urging Ethiopia to provide full humanitarian access. For The World, I'm Halima Gikandi in Nairobi.